नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 7, Text 41, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Agniruvacha Yat Tejasaham Susamidhateja Havyang Vahesvadvara Ajasiktam Sang yagyam panchavidham cha panchibhi Svishtang yajurbhi pranatosmi yagyam.
The five kinds of offering according to the Yajurveda are all your different energies, and you are worshipped by five kinds of Vedic hymns. Sacrifice means your Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport: in Bhagavad Gita it is clearly said that yagya should be performed for Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu has 1,000 popular transcendental names, out of which one name is yagya. It is clearly stated that everything should be done for the satisfaction of yagya or Vishnu. All other actions a person may take are only causes for his bondage. Everyone has to perform yagya according to the Vedic hymns. As stated in the Upanishads, fire, the altar, the auspicious full moon, the period of 4 months called Chaturmasya, the sacrificial animal and the beverage called soma are necessary requisites, as are the specific hymns mentioned in the Vedas and composed of 4 letters. One hymn is as follows:
Ashravayeti chaturaksharam astu Sroshad iti chaturaksharam yajeti dravyabhyang yayajamaha.
These mantras, chanted according to the Shruti and Smriti literatures, are only to please Lord Vishnu. For the deliverance of those who are materially conditioned and attached to material enjoyment, performing yagya and following the rules and regulations of the 4 divisions of society and of spiritual life are recommended. It is said in the Vishnu Purana that by offering sacrifice to Vishnu, one can gradually be liberated. The whole target of life, therefore, is to please Lord Vishnu. That is yagya. Any person who is in Krishna consciousness has dedicated his life for the satisfaction of Krishna, the origin of all Vishnu forms, and by offering worship and prasad daily, he becomes the best performer of yagya. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is clearly stated that in this age of Kali, the only successful performance of yagya or sacrifice is yagyai sankirtana prayai. The best type of sacrifice is simply to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This yagya is offered before the form of Lord Chaitanya, as other yagyas are offered before the form of Lord Vishnu. These recommendations are found in the 11th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Moreover, this yagya performance confirms that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Vishnu himself. As Lord Vishnu appeared at the Daksha Yagya long ago, Lord Chaitanya has appeared in this age to accept our Sankirtan Yagya. Agnidev, the personality of fire, or the fire god, is speaking on the necessity for yagya to be formed by spiritual or spiritually inclined persons. Now, here it is stated that yajna, it is required that yajna be performed. Of course, in modern civilization, no one has any idea of yajna, no one's ever heard of it. No, they have no such concept, which just goes to underline how people in the modern age are actually not civilized. According to Vedic understanding, persons who do not daily perform yajna are uncivilized. So what to speak of persons who've never even heard of it? Yajna is the central point or the focus of all activities in Vedic society. Yajna is the central activity in Vedic society. Especially brahmanas have to perform daily yajnas in their homes. And the kings, they organize society by taking taxes, and that tax is meant for public work such as building and maintaining roads and wells and not maintaining an army. The army would be, the kshatriyas would be called if there's a need. Otherwise it's not, the regular army was not maintained. So the regular tax would go on, the tax would go on for regular activities, maintaining the palace and so many things of the king. But the most of the collected, and the collection would be not simply in terms of money, but in most people would be producing grains and milk products, so these would be collected and redistributed, especially at the time of yajna. The kings would perform, seasonally they would perform yajnas, which were like took on the form of a great festival, that all the members of society would come and everyone would be fed, and especially the brahmanas would be offered gifts, and everyone would be offered gifts. The shudras would be given the nice clothes that had already been worn by the higher castes, would be offered at this time to shudras, and they weren't so much used, so the shudras also had nice clothes to wear, and the brahmanas would be given new cloth to wear. And in this way, all of society would come together. It was simultaneously a social function and a religious function. Actually, in Vedic society, pretty much everything is a religious function. Everything is done with remembrance of Lord Vishnu and for the specific purpose of remembering Lord Vishnu. And especially the yajna. Yajna is translated as sacrifice. That is yajyartat karmanonyatra. That is the bringing together of all the work that one performs, and then the results of that work is formally offered as yajna. Yajna means Vishnu. Yajna by Vishnu. To offer everything in yajna means to offer everything to Vishnu. So yajna means Vishnu. Yajna is another name for Vishnu. Many years ago I was visiting the home of one prominent lawyer in Malaysia, and she said when she was reading Bhagavad Gita as it is, she was surprised to see that Prabhupada is defining yajna as Vishnu, and she thought, well, that's just one of his bhakti-oriented translations, that he's just... Here it says yagyartat karmano nyatra, that karma or activities should be offered for the sake of yajna and for no other. And Prabhupada had translated that as activities should be formed for Vishnu. So she thought, well, that's just typical Bhaktivedanta Swami. So then she looked it up How does Shankaracharya, because lawyers means they have so many books, and Hindu lawyers also like to, often they like to collect many editions of Bhagavad Gita. Last night one man was telling us he had 11 editions of Bhagavad Gita, which is the reason he doesn't understand Bhagavad Gita. So she looked it up in, generally people tend to think that Shankaracharya's edition is authoritative. So she wanted to see how Shankaracharya had translated Yajna, and he had translated Yajna as Vishnu. So then she was convinced. And it's one of the names, as Prabhupada mentions here in the purport, one of the names of Vishnu in Vishnu Sahasranama is Yajna. Yajna, Yajna Bhuk, Yajneshwa, these are all names of Lord Vishnu, which means that he is sacrifice. He is the enjoyer of the sacrifice. That means that everything is offered for his enjoyment. He is the Lord of the sacrifice. There are so many names. Yajnapati. So the sacrifice is performed for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu. The results of one's work, whether it's grains, ghee, cloth, so many things are brought together. And specifically the grains and ghee are offered into the fire, and cloth and so many other items are offered to the brahmanas. And in this way, yajna goes on. There are seven, Agni Dev is speaking. Agni has many different forms. One of them is the Vaishvanara Agni within our stomach for digesting food. The fire of sacrifice, there are seven different flames. Agni takes seven different forms to accept different kinds of offerings and carry them up to Lord Vishnu. The sacrifice is Vishnu, and Agni Dev, the fire god, taking Agni Dev is fire. That's why it's offensive to, in the cold winter's day, to warm one's feet on the fire, because that's showing one's feet towards Agnidev. So in Vedic culture, fire, water, all these elements are respected. It's not just some kind of primitive, holistic earth worship, but the elements are respected because they are the god. One should not pass stool or urine in water. Well, that's pretty difficult to avoid in the modern age. If you pass stool or urine anywhere else in Los Angeles, you'll probably be arrested. So, although the traditional system is to pass it on earth, go out to the field. And you may say, well, the earth is also Bhumi Devi. So how can you pass stool and urine on earth? Well, you have to pass somewhere, and Bhumi Devi is mother. So just as the children, the young children, they're held by the mother, Dharani. Her name is Dharini, one of the names of Bhumi Devi. She holds everything. So just as the mother holds the child, and the child passes stool and urine, and she tolerates. So in this way, it is prescribed to pass stool and urine on the earth, not in the water, although it's considered very convenient in the modern age to pass stool and urine in water. But actually, this is just another symptom of how we are. We consider this is a symbol of modern civilization, that we have a flush toilet with a sewage system, with alligators running around the sewers. And this is advancement of civilization, but actually it means there's no civilization, because a civilized person doesn't pass stool and urine in water, although I also do, and so how can I criticize? But what can we do? That's the way it is in modern life. But we place our... The actual system is one should pass on earth, cover that over, or in a distant place. And you see even the dogs. Well, you don't see in this country, but they, when after passing stool, they'll cover it over. They'll with their legs, they'll cover it. So even the dogs have some hygienic sense. So the Vedic prescription that is on rising before, on rising from the bed, before placing one's feet on the earth, one should recite the mantra begging forgiveness from Bhumi Devi, who is a worshipable goddess, that you are our mother, but please forgive, we are placing our feet on you, and so many activities we shall perform. So the Vedic culture is, although in modern anthropological terms might be considered animistic or polytheistic nature worship, but actually the Vedic culture is in contact with reality. Agnidev is a person. The water, all the different rivers, these are persons. Last night we were discussing Gandaki River. So sometimes we say the Gandaki is personified as a goddess. Or now we're saying Agni, the demigod of fire. In the verse previous to this, discussed about the personified Vedas. So we think that, well, these persons are a representation of that element, or Gayatri is a representation of this mantra. But actually it's round the other way. The person manifests as a river, not that the river manifests as a, or is considered to be a person, but rather the person manifests as a river. Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati, all these rivers, they are eternal persons in the spiritual world, and they come to this world in these, in the form of rivers, for the sake of janapavana, for the sake of purifying people. They kindly consent to take these forms so that people in this material world can take advantage of this and be purified. Similarly, Gayatri Devi is the, she is glorification of the Lord, who manifests in the form of a mantra. Because actually everything is Krishna, but he manifests himself in various forms. He expands himself for his own pleasure. And everything is meant for glorification of him. So the different elements that are meant for serving him, the mantras that are meant for glorifying him, they are all persons, alive, conscious. They're consciously engaged in his service. And they take various forms, especially many demigods. They take forms in this material world. The demigods in this material world are, what is that word? They're replicas of the forms of persons in the spiritual world who serve the Supreme Lord by their various specific characteristics. So all the Vedic, the whole Vedic culture is for, especially in the great sacrifice, whole Vedic culture is meant for sacrifices, and in the very great sacrifices, the demigods, the great sacrifice performed by great kings like Yudhishthira Maharaj, the demigods would arrive personally to accept the offerings to them, which they forthwith offer to the Supreme Lord. And specifically, Agnidev is that demigod who, in one sense, is non-different from Lord Vishnu, and who carries the offerings to Lord Vishnu, who then blesses the people of this world with prosperity, and with their prosperity they offer more sacrifices. And this is the Vedic cycle However, in the modern age, people have no idea of what is sacrifice. And therefore, Yageshwar, the Lord of Sacrifice, comes in this Kali Yuga in the form of Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to inaugurate the Sankirtan Yajna. The only Yajna recommended in Kali Yuga is, or the only Yajna possible in Kali Yuga is Sankirtan Yajna, because there, to perform Yajna properly, which means if it's not performed properly, it's not performed at all, it's not Yajna. To perform Sankirtan Yajna, there are so many conditions that need to be fulfilled. And these, living up to these conditions, this also helps to regulate Vedic society. The brahmanas who are to perform the various functions in the sacrifice, they have to be pure in all respects. They have to be learned in Shastra. They have to be trained in the procedures of the sacrifice. So the brahmanas, they have to be first class. Brahmana means first class. So if they're not up to this standard, then they cannot offer yajna. Even if they go through the motions of doing so, the effect of yajna will not manifest if the brahmanas are not up to the proper standard. Similarly, the kshatriyas, if they're not pious, if they're not following Raja Dharma, if they're not, if all the different varnas and ashrams are not properly following the regulations according to their status of life, swadharma, then the yajna, it will not be possible to perform the yajna. There will be an obstruction. The offering will not go to Lord Vishnu. It's a whole scientific process, how all the members of society have to cooperate in Varnashram Dharma for the sake of pleasing Lord Vishnu. Varnashram acharavata purushena parafpuman. Vishnur aradhyate panta nanya tatto shakaranam. All the four varnas and ashrams, they cooperate together to serve Lord Vishnu. Vishnur aradhyate panta. The whole Varnashram system is meant for satisfying Lord Vishnu, and there is no other way to satisfy him, as stated in Vishnu Purana. It is for the common man. There is no other means to satisfy him. So this Vishnur aradhyate panta means not simply following the path of worshipping Lord Vishnu. Does not mean simply following the rules and regulations of Vedic life, but it specifically culminates in yajna. In Bhagavad Gita also, Lord Krishna says, Swakarmana tam abhyarcha siddhing vindati manavaha. Every member of the Varnashram system can attain perfection by performance of his own work. So that, but that perfection is achieved, or the means of offering that work to Lord Vishnu is through the system of yajna. So Vedic culture is centered on yajna, but in the modern age, due to so many discrepancies, the time it's not possible to practice the traditional yajna, fire sacrifice. It's not possible. The time is polluted. The very age we live in is polluted by the influence of Kali. Kali is also a person. Kali is a person, Dwarpar is a person, Traitor is a person, Satya, they're all persons. So by his very presence, everything is polluted. People's minds are polluted. The subtle atmosphere is polluted, so people's tendency is to engage in sinful activities rather than pious activities. So the time is polluted. The place, the whole planet is polluted, and it doesn't just mean by by mining and oil extraction and air pollution, but the whole planet is polluted by sinful activities. And even in holy places, we find actually many of the holy places of India, there's more sinful activities, especially prostitution going on, than in other places. Because men go on pilgrimage, and if they don't take their wives, then it's difficult for them. And the prostitutes, they fill up the lacuna. So there, even in Mayapur, there are so many prostitutes. We don't know. They look to us just like any other Bengali women, but those who know. They have their ways of finding out. So even in the holy places, they're contaminated by sinful activities. Of course, they can't be contaminated intrinsically. The holy dham cannot be contaminated. But the layer of prodha maya, or a certain type of maya that covers the holy place, renders the consciousness of persons who are not inclined to serve the Lord, but who are inclined to enjoy everything for their own sense enjoyment. They take even the dham to be a place of their enjoyment. So for such persons, the contamination, which by the influence of Kali, or we say by the influence of Kali, but it's actually their own perverted desire, which is being stoked by Kali. So such persons find the opportunities for sinful activities in every circumstance, even in the holy dham. So what to speak of the holy dham? If the holy dhams are contaminated, means superficially contaminated, but here contaminated in the sense that there is, in the holy dhams, there are opportunities for sinful, plenteous opportunities for sinful activities. And in the holy dhams, one can find out association. One is supposed to go to the holy dhams specifically to find that association that will uplift one. But there are so many cheaters and mayavadis and out and out sinful people, traders, persons who go there specifically for doing business, and many persons posing as saintly persons specifically for the purpose of extracting money from the pilgrims, and that although they pose as holy persons worthy to give donations to, their actual purpose in taking the donation is to use it for sense gratification. So time, place, and each person, everyone born in Kali Yuga, is a tendency to be of the contaminated consciousness. So, Sri Bhakti Marga Eha Kantaka Koti Ruddha, in this Kali Yuga, particularly, the path of bhakti is beset with millions of thorns, and every path, the path of material enjoyment, every endeavor is filled with so many difficulties, and the tendency for contamination is so great. And in such circumstances, there is no possibility of performing the traditional yajñas. Even if one makes a show of it, it will not be successful. However, the Yajneshwar, Gaurasundar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord of Sacrifice, has come to perform the sacrifice of chanting the holy names. Specifically, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This, just as there are seven kinds of fire in the fire sacrifice that carry the offerings on. So in the Sankirtan Yajna, there are seven allegorical flames, described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaito Darpana Marjanam is the first. Bhava Mahada Vagni Nirvarpanam. This is the second. So these, the fire of the Sankirtan Yajna purifies, just as gold, raw gold is purified in fire. So this purifies the contaminations of Kali Yuga and gives the result of offering. We have no such plenteous greens and ghee to offer in the fire, but the offering in the fire of Sankirtan Yajna is one's own very self. That we offer ourself in the fire of Sankirtan Yajna to be offered, to become purified. That fire should first of all purify. As long as we are filled with material desires, we are not fit to be offered to Lord Vishnu to offer ourselves, but we offer ourselves for purification and ultimately to be by performing Sankirtan, one becomes fit to serve the Lord of Sacrifice, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has come in this age to teach what is actually the best yajna in any age, that of chanting the holy names of Krishna. Sankirtan, kirtan, that is generally understood as Nam Kirtan, or chanting the names of the Lord. But it specifically means kirti, or fame. Kirti means fame or glorify, or glory. So to magnify the glories of Yageshwar, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by preaching his glories, that is also kirtan. And specifically in Kali Yoga, Sankirtan, group kirtan is perfect kirtan. Sankirtan means sangha kirtan, all together, and also means samyak kirtan, complete or perfect kirtan. So perfect kirtan is performed by many persons coming together to glorify the Lord, as is stated in the famous verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, regarding the Sankirtan Yajna, the Lord who comes to inaugurate that. What is that verse? Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. Everyone in Kali Yuga is no brain. That is one of the symptoms of Kali Yuga, that people are manda, sumanda mati. They are very slow and dull, and particularly dull-headed, sumandamati. But persons who actually have intelligence in Kali Yuga, they will worship the Lord of Sacrifice, Gaurasunda, by the process of Sankirtan Yajna. So all coming together, cooperation to glorify the Lord, our acharyas, and especially Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, they have found in the printing press, which appears to be a mundane machine, the method of Sankirtan, that the Lord should be glorified through books, and distributing these books. This is Sankirtan Yajna, that many persons come together to cooperate to spread this knowledge of Sankirtan. Maybe you've seen this Gauriamat logo, that Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur designed, that Prabhupada also had painted outside Sri Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir of ISKCON, in which different symbols are there, the club and lotus of Lord Vishnu, the forms of Radha and Krishna, and the forms of Lakshmi, Narayana, the bell for Archan, for deity worship, the Mridanga and cartels for Kirtan. So these are all the different items for this Bhagavati Marg, for Sankirtan and preaching, and Pancharatriki Marg, the process of deity worship. And there in that logo is also there's also books, Veda, and also there is a printing press, which might look a little bit out of place with all these things. So someone asked Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati that, how is this, you put this printing press, right? Everything else we can understand, but what is this foreign thing here? At that time especially there was great phobia among traditionalists in India about anything foreign. Well, no, that phobia has turned to excited addiction in India. They want everything foreign. Previously, you say it's foreign, they'd considered contaminated. Nowadays, foreign. Oh, foreign. Okay, very good. We want this. Made as Japan. They make things in India and they write on it, made as Japan. So, why is this foreign thing? I can understand Mridanga, cartel, bell for deity worship. What is that printing press doing there? That doesn't look very spiritual. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur explained, yes, this is paraphernalia for worship of the Lord. He would perform ceremonies for installing the printing press, just like you install deity, not by pouring the Panchagavya over the printing press, not like that. But he would, when a printing press was installed, he would have a ceremony and a festival and explain that this printing press, this is the great Mridanga, Brihat Mridanga, that is meant for spreading the sound. Preaching means that Sankirtan means to spread the sound. So the sound of this, the sound of the holy name, so by the books coming out of the press, the holy name or the glories of Lord Krishna will be spread very widely, even more than the Mridanga, which is the eternal paraphernalia of the Sankirtan Yajna. So also the printing press. Last night there was some discussion how anyone who dies within 2 miles distance of where a Shalagram Srila is worshipped, they will be liberated. So obviously the presence of Shalagram Srila is purifying. But even more purifying is the presence of the Sankirtan Yajna and the book distribution. And that will purify the whole world. And that's actually going on. If there's anything good in the world at this present time, it is only because of this distribution of Prabhupada's books, Sankirtan Yajna. Otherwise, the people are surprised. Why this hurricane? Why not? If you think Sodom and Gomorrah, they should have added to Sodom and Gomorrah, Los Angeles, long ago. Because the people in Sodom were pious compared to the average Southern California. But that Prabhupada said, as long as this book distribution goes on in America, American people will remain fortunate and prosperous and influential. So this Sankirtan Yajna that purifies on a massive radius. Prabhupada said the demigods, they are lining up to take birth in this movement, in the womb of ISKCON. So even the demigods want to come and join the book distribution. So this, we can see also when we come to a temple where the book distribution is given prominence, as Prabhupada stated that all activities in our Krishna consciousness, put it right there in the Bhagavatam, all activities in this Krishna conscious world are centered on production and distribution of transcendental literature. Somehow or other, some of our devotees missed that part. They fell asleep while they were reading that. But we see that wherever there is Sankirtan Yajna, Yajna brings prosperity. So where there is Sankirtan Yajna, then the temple is prosperous in all respects. There's full of transcendental life. Everyone is enthusiastic. They like to cooperate. Sankirtan means cooperation to glorify the Lord. And where there's no emphasis on Sankirtan, then all the problems begin. So Sankirtan Yajna is the solution to all problems. The problem, this whole material existence is a problem. And specifically in this Kali Yuga, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Sankirtan Yajna is the solution. So those who play the mridanga of Sankirtans and Brihat Mridanga of transcendental book production and distribution, then they are performing the activity that is pleasing to Yagyeshwar Gaurasundara, and by his mercy they get the result. The result is that they become situated in his eternal Sankirtan party. So there can be no doubt, if we are to believe what we're distributing these books, and if we're to believe what is in them, there should be no doubt that the devotees here who have dedicated their lives for the Sankirtan Yajna are going to get the result of going back home, back to Godhead. If devotees distribute and produce books all their lives and they don't go back to Godhead, then Lord Chaitanya is a cheat and Prabhupada's a cheat. So how are we to understand? It's not possible. Lord Chaitanya is Mahavadanya Avatar, most magnanimous. And certainly he is showering his mercy on those devotees who have dedicated their lives in the Sankirtan Yajna, about which I won't say any more. I'm audacious even to speak about it in your presence. And I'm taking up your time, which you want to engage in Sankirtan Yajna. So I'll finish here. Excuse me. I'm speaking for my own purification only. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Sankirtan Yajna ki jai. Hare Krishna.